Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. God has been under attack in the world almost since the beginning of time, but he and those who believe in him are under attack more now than ever before. Atheism is on the increase, and atheists are becoming more vocal. Therefore, this podcast is also an ongoing debate, response to such people as Richard Dawkins, Bill Maher, Stephen Hawking, and others who don't or claim they don't believe in God and who preach atheism to a confused world. This podcast is also designed to equip Christians to do what the Holy Scriptures command them to do, and that is to earnestly contend for the faith and to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh us a reason of the hope that is in us. But more importantly, this podcast is designed to give you a reason to believe in God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Reasons to Believe scripture verse for today is Colossians 2:9. It reads, "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from Ronald Reagan. He said, "I still can't help wondering how we can explain away what, to me, is the greatest miracle of all and which is recorded in history. No one denies there was such a man, that he lived and that he was put to death by crucifixion. Where is the miracle I spoke of? This uneducated, propertyless young man has, for 2,000 years, had a greater effect on the world than all the rulers, kings, emperors, presidents, all the conquerors, generals, and admirals, all the scholars, scientists, and philosophers who have ever lived. All of them put together. How do we explain that unless he really was what he said he was, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God?" Beloved, our Reason to Believe PowerPoint today is titled "The Divinity of Christ, Part 1, from the Handbook of Christian Apologetics by Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tosile." And of course, I want to remind you, beloved, to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you appreciate what we're doing here, teaching you on the important subject of apologetics, in an informal way, but nonetheless powerful, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Handbook of Christian Apologetics. It is available on our website, thereasonstobelieve.com, for just $30. Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tosile go on to give us an introduction to the issue of Jesus' divinity. More important than evil as an argument against the existence of God is evil as a broken relationship with God, a spiritual divorce. Therefore, more important than a logical answer to the problem of evil theoretically is a personal answer to the problem of evil practically. More important than an apologist is a savior. The theoretical problem produces in us ignorance and questioning. The practical problem produces in us sin and guilt. Christ came to solve the second problem, not the first. Christ was not a philosopher. Guilt can be removed only by God, because guilt is the index of a broken covenant with God. Shame is only the index of a horizontal human fear or fracture, but guilt is vertical, supernatural. A good psychologist can set you free from shame, but not from guilt. He can even set you free from guilt feelings, but not from real guilt. He can give you anesthetics, but cannot cure your disease. Psychology can make you feel good, but only religion, relationship with God, can make you be good. That's why God sent His Son. No one but Jesus Christ could take away our sin and guilt. Faith in His atoning sacrifice is the only answer to the real problem of evil. Our only hope is not a good answer, but good news. The gospel. The great theologian Karl Barth was asked in his old age what was the most profound idea he had ever had in his many years of theologizing. He instantly replied, "Jesus loves me." Holy Father God, we thank You that Jesus loves us. And we thank You that Jesus Christ, once we believe in Him, is the only somebody who can relieve us not only of shame, but of guilt. And Lord, we pray that You'll help us to take that good news and run with it, to receive it ourselves and then to share it with others all around the world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for His sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from your shame and your guilt and from hell itself. Here's how. Believe in God the Father. Believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that He died for your sins. He shed His blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.